Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sharapedia. I'm Sharapedia here. Luxo Gava will probably Looks like a government is facing defeat. Both its poor people, but Chris Luxon will stay on as leader. That's all coming up for my show for today. Right now, I'm going to play Shop Deep by Livy Rodrigo on Jadapedia on Arrow FM.
I know that the bar closes at 11. I hope you never finish that beer. Just like heaven, I know why he wrote them. Now that you're standing right here, oh, one night I was bored in bed and stalked you on the internet. It's feminine intuition, 'cause I always had a vision of us standing like this. Tall, perched up.
Yeah.
Farewell Stop Dead by Olivia Rodrigo on Jardipedia on Arrow FM. That track is from her upcoming third album, You Seem Pretty Sad Girl So In Love. It's got a new album will drop out in June. Stop Dead is a headline song for the third album. It's a simple pop rock song. Feature your typical Olivia's angst. hi. analysis. A new poll showing a national city on 30% and psychologists unable to govern headers. CSA requests weekend with Silox's prime ministership. Rest with all. This was our nation's worst one news fearing poll since Luxembourg became leader in November 2021. Labour is up 5 points on 37%, while Nationals on 30 down 4 points since February. Over other parties in the coalition, New Service is steady on 10%, while we add drop 2 points by 7 on the other side, and the House Greens and Tea Party both unchanged on 11 and 2 respectively. Against the centre-left block of Labour, the Greens and Tea Party overseas needed to govern with 66 compared to Coalition's 58. If a election was held today, blood and hell, Luxon's piercing fire favourability has taken a decent hit in this poll to down 4 points to 16%, while Labour's Christic is down 1 to 19%. Results are several polls in recent weeks showing National on about 29% players official result. Sunday night poll was 29.75, rounded up to 30. But Prime Minister told TVZ on the back of those results he hasn't considered resigning. The latest poll header comes after the tight fight for the Prime Minister Wales again. Forced to defend his leadership, Paul Polling, including record workers of our bill, had been dogging Luxon for months. On the New Zealand Herald story on Friday morning, reports to senior work church has tried to fail to get hold of Luxon before Easter warned him there's romance about his leadership within caucus. We are going with report on mobile internet and sources saying Luxon has evaded Smith. Decided to appear by Peter Palmer during the city week. RZ has confirmed a senior behave source with meeting was attended by Smith, but both Luxon and his office have denied it. Luxon assisted at the media conference on Friday that he had for Ramas and for full support of his caucus. He matter the caucus could still govern on the public point, but not for guys. However, after Saturday's poll, no was the case in ISIS weird research poll last month, where result was hung parliament. On Wednesday, poll was in the field under Wednesday, so it didn't capture photos problems before the Prime Minister. <He's> Majority. It's been 2 weeks since the caucus made a permanent due to school holiday recess. holiday. An invisible will be Tuesday when a Gavin and Wellington on Tuesday morning. Luxon will have to explain if why his pilot defender Smith reports and we say it's not a national base to be looking at unhappiness with the director of a travel party is heading in. But South also been unhappy how they've been treated. Some South have been affected of a poor scoring reach of a Luxon event while seeing a number of him feuded, which means five lost jobs and could potentially play for anyone, but not this year in the office. Five been weakened and other staff have just tried to reflect his unwillingness to listen and take advice or make change. Teenies on one. Both MPs expect the Prime Minister's Kenny West not better in Republican appearances and media interviews, which doesn't play well heading to a total context election campaign. Amongst that, there's speculation that MPs are keen for a change and Chris Fisher being weeks denying his line in himself as a leader. It's been a week in bed while associated with Hill's planning to roll Luxon at a media conference on Saturday in South South Village in response to questions about his relationship with the Prime Minister. Bishop convened his confidence in Chris Luxon but denied to discuss private conversations. The Prime Minister said I talk all the time, but I'm not what I'm going to get. I've said to him all what he said to me recently. The Prime Minister said that I talk over to him, but I'm not going to get what I've said to him or what said to me recently. Look, I'm just here down, bum up on my profiles and also working hard locally as well. He told reporters on Saturday Tuesday Q&A interview, Bishop denied he was supported to take the leadership from Luxon. He said both comments had made their way into a meeting about flagging support for Luxon and unhappiness in the caucus were unhelpful. Bishop denied any larger Smith's attempt to warn Luxon about his caucus support and told people he shouldn't be taken out of school because it is a not for right way of doing things. That's unhelpful and untidy. Indicates that the National Party is focused on ourselves rather than focused on the country. Bishop said the people in caucus have spoken to New Zealand Herald Breakfast with Bill Smith on Friday, clear and unhappy and untidy, unprepared fact, except that a sort of statement of fact. I'm not going to deny the reality. But Treasurer Helen Michael said, what's rare in white in the caucus, who for lack of choice should be leader, and said he didn't believe the Prime Minister was dragging down the party's performance. A fresh fall show in the National would lose 12 MPs. If it was so replicated on election day, might go for give votes at risk of losing their job, plenty of people ahead on Tuesday's gathering. It's good for loss. God, likes to need to give your bums up together, otherwise you got a right to approve our performance, or we could have ended up getting another Labour government, which will drive up spending not seen since COVID-19. The one who's going to go back to the COVID-19 where we have a regular economy of too much government and spending, get nothing done, probably drive up more debt, and Te Papa will probably five proper peer game badges, so can see gang badges, return back and make it our society unsafer. That's why Labour Greens Te Papa will probably cause chaos, so probably let the crime run rampant. Because Te Papa don't want gang badges, baby, because I want to see heading out in the streets. Thank God this government being getting better, so let our society be more safer and more pristine. Good is the opportunity party sits on 3% polling, which sooner could be entering parliament. Right now, the next song I'll be playing is Petition by Samba on Chatterpedia on Arrow FM.
We'll be right back.
That was presented by Samba on Jada Pedio on Arrow FM. Right now, I will be right. Promise that Chris Luxon has fired up his college by New Zealand Fest, including his comments that once Peter is trying to skimmonger and remind New Zealanders for party port domes just to turn into power. At first, Peter's taken aim at Luxon. At first, Peter's taken aim at Luxon, the national leader, for what he called a very bad move to put his leadership in a confidence vote. While Luxon survived, fed Peter's warned he would be consequences. Peter's Tom Ambridge did that if he had spoken to Luxon beforehand, he would give fights and promise against the confidence motion. Marianne Tripp's one stability, who are concerned about this economic and social recovery, it sends a wrong signal to them. Peters, who such as he could be another confidence vote if a poor point for national conceit. National deputy leader Nicholas Leiter said he feels life risk of New Zealand working with Labour in a future governing arrangement. Peters has four veto week with Labour leader Chris Hipkins, not the party generally, if Hipkins was gone. Now Luxon has fired on telling New York CBS accounts that while he didn't believe in Peters undermining him, New Zealand had a different agenda to national. Among these differences, Luxon identified as it was national and New Zealand First division over the New Zealand India Free Trade Agreement, FTA. He said New Zealand was behind a program to plunge billions of trees, which received some backlash from farmers. However, guys are claimed to be social conservatives and poor purchases are doing into power, Luxon said. I'm just trying to say we are different and we have our differences. We have things we can align on, but we can work constructively around, and we will need it down for future. The real answer is you sit down there, think about what kind of government you want to take New Zealand forward with union and naturally governed period. That simple. Luxon said Peters was Tewangwan India Free Trade Agreement. This affairs opposed New Zealand signed a deal raises issues like number of migrants and their families coming to New Zealand, as well as concerns over investment clause. He's trying to skimmonger, he's trying to crank it up. Luxon, who's highlighted that New Zealand First had opposed a China free trade deal as well, he said. He has, for want of a better word, an anti-immigrant sort of bias in his party and his constituency and his belief system. We don't buy that. We got smart, targeted immigrant leaders in his own hand and has said us well. He said whether parties agree include growing economy, law and order, health and education, parties often have differences under the mixed media proportional MEP system of Farmer and Luxon said. For Palmer went on to say Peters, shocked to win. New Zealand win New Zealand first win with Labour over National following the 2017 election. I think shocked a lot of our own supporters. Frankly, ultimately, if it is the decision, what we do is we have very constructive relationship in this government. Like I said, I'm actually proud of a strong, stable government for three parties able to deliver in this coalition. And National Party was bringing stability in this country than Labour did. Labour just incompetent. Labour has just been too incompetent. He wants all the free waters reforms go ahead. Thank God it's dead in the water. If Labour gets back into power, they'll probably create another version of free waters amendment bill, which I'm strongly opposed. Surely councils have increasing money to handle water services as well. Plus, I'm actually opposed to more Indian migration because we don't need any more Indians here, because we've got a fair enough Indians here. Once Indians leave New Zealand, the Indian community in New Zealand will probably decline. And we don't need any more New Zealand's transfers to be taken over by Indians, because New Zealand was meant to be a white sea country, meant to be white, pristine and Aryan. That's why I oppose the India free trade deal. Well, the next song I'll be playing for today is I'm going to play Butter Thunder by Mazador on Chatterpedia on Arrow Evening.
Fuck.
Right, fell split of it up by Macedon on Chattopedia on Arrow FM. Naturally, it appears they should be among the squeezy trouble for Prime Minister, of course, like they have denied leakage of a media with one side very pissed off and another outraged. A mistake I was led to Luxon on Monday admitted from my Costco breakfast that we'll be a handful of people who are unnecessarily be disgruntled. He said feel 5 EBs that were boning and frustrated and possibly speaking to media, including Herald. But later will first back on the next time New York City be broadcast to my Costco T's listeners over who the leaders of the National Party are. First of all, I'm not a journalist. Hoskins said, second of all, I don't have sources about Tommy Fist, and I know what I have known. 5-9, say of a record, I said, who are they? And they went bing, 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 bing. He meant the MP, Sam Van der Mullen. United MPs Tim Van der Mullen and Sam Uffendale, Barbara Kruger, and Andrew Bailey and Joseph Mooney. Although why the visitors are known because I don't care and I haven't inquired about this impeccable sources. Hoskins claimed co-ordinator between these MPs and Chris Bishop, who's obviously speculated about this leadership contender. Bishop has repeatedly denied he is attempting a coup against Luxon and said he will not be a leader before the election. The five MPs known by Hoskins since denying those allegations. This morning, Hoskins read out responses from MPs. Armadale told the Herald, I've never been leaked to the media, I was pee off. I responded to CB overnight. Mooney told my Hoskins breakfast, I refute the allegations made. I have nothing more to say about it. I'm pleased to say, however, that the caucus is completely united behind the Prime Minister. He tweeted on X to make a formal complaint about the broadcast. Later he told Held, it was complete and utter rubbish. Quicker response to Hoskins was, your source was incorrect, I hope it's correct, some misinformation. She told the reporters department, I've actually written and asked what the source of the information was because I have not talked to the media. You have media I've talked to, by Toffee Held. I was very annoyed about the allegations that being made, as you well know. I've not spoken to the media and reviewed the allegation. Federman said he expected to be better from Hoskins when he was asked on Tuesday if he was among the five voting MPs for MP said, no, I'm always concerned for my constituents as part of a role as MP for Waikato. Luxon on Tuesday raised and survived the formal motion of confidence during a lengthy National Party caucus meeting. It came at the expense of speculation over Luxon's chief due to poor pollen and Herald article on Friday saying multiple national sources say Smith had tried to fail contact Luxon about wavelength caucus support. A report Smith wouldn't respond until Tuesday when he denied it. Well, now the next song I'll be playing for today is It is Flashback by Liz Rice and the Martinez Brothers on Chattopedia on Arrow FM.
I
Donald Fails featured by Lois Rose featured Martinez Brothers on Chartopedia on Arrow FM. Donald Trump hopes of extraditing himself with his war on Iran, which dealt another blow on Saturday after Tehran closed the Strait of Hormuz again after the presidency for US would not end this blockade to Iranian ports, earlier Trump said in a social media post. The naval blockade will remain in full force and effect because Iran protects Iran and only such type of joint action with Iran is 100% complete and effect. First world process should go very quickly. On Saturday, Tehran refused calls on opening for water funnel to oil shipments and the UK Maritime Agency reported that Islamic Restoration Guard Corps IRGC ships has fired at a tanker and says attempts to pass through Strait on Saturday. Reuters reported several that the Indian flag vessel carrying crude oil has been attacked while in a waterway. Shah Rapoy convened a White House Situation Room meeting on Saturday morning to discuss the renewed crisis around the Strait of Hormuz. Strait of Hormuz, and according to a report from Axios, a senior US official said, unless there's a breakthrough in peace talks, a pivotal war could reopen within days. And Mark's swift turnaround from a previous aide in a barrage on social media post. Donald Trump claimed on Friday that Iran agreed never close the strategic waterway again. Highlighting a great and brilliant day for the world. He later said that President Xi is very happy and the Strait of Hormuz is open and rapidly open and just says it will argue for the upcoming summit in China. God, reopening the Strait of Hormuz is crucial. Without ever get reopened, for where we'll probably enter for another crisis, because Strait of Hormuz is actually important for the world's economy. Right now, I'm gonna play. Decision by Bissell Fettered Limbs on Chartopedia on Arrow FM. That was When I Was There by Skeptics on... Sorry. That was Deserted by Cell by Featured Limbs on Chartopedia on Arrow FM. Despite Northern England being much poorer than Southern England, due to deindustrialisation, Northern England can have some affluent areas as well. For whereas it plays in Northern England, it is largely concentrated in the Cheshire Golden Triangle, South of Manchester, affluent suburbs of Newcastle and market towns in North Yorkshire. Top locations include Aldrey, Edge, Prestbury, Wimslow, Nutsford and Hale Cheshire, alongside with Darishall, Northumberland, Harrogate, North Yorkshire. Pondland, Northumberland, former Merseyside and Kirby Overblow, North Yorkshire. We got CCS challenged by High Valley Detached and often listed historic housing, attracted professionals, entrepreneurs and high profile residents. Going to tell you top 10 of him. Number 10, Kirby Overblow, North Yorkshire. As this goes as first, considering among the most prosperous in the region, Number 9, former Merseyside, known as for his affluent Revy residential areas and celebrity home moments. Mumbai, Pondland, Northumberland are highly desirable affluent area near Newcastle, featuring large high value properties. Mumbai 7, Harrogate, North Yorkshire are owned. Affluent Spa Town, known for his high quality of life. Mumbai 6, Nassau, Cheshire, a historic town really ranked among the most expensive places to live in Cheshire. Number 5, Hale, Greater Manchester, a fashionable leafy suburb featuring high value detached homes and independent boutiques. Number 4, Darishall, Northumberland, considered one of the most highest income areas in the northeast, particularly Mount Runnymede Road. Number 3, Wimslow, Cheshire, a vibrant, wealthy town offering luxury amenities near Manchester. Number 2, Prestbury, Cheshire, an exclusive village with sporting mansions and historic charm. And number 1 goes to elderly age in Cheshire. It is known part of a football belt. It boasts high-end shops, private gate homes and the highest concentration of wealth. See, Northern wealth does it better because Northern English are deeply closer, more closer to Scots and the Irish culturally fanatics in Southern England, which is far more, much more wealthier and more individualistic. Right now, I'm going to tell you the fact of the day. Faster be clocked at a speed around 10 feet per second, 7 miles per hour. Right, the next song I'll be playing for today, it is... It is Any Meaning by Sean Kiss, the feature of Justin Bieber on Chartopedia on Arrow FM, from back to 2010.
Any meaning, money, mo, catch up, batch it by her toe. If she holler, if she holler, let her go. She's indecisive, she can't decide. She keeps on looking from left to right. Girl, come a bit closer, look in my eyes. Searching is so wrong. I miss you, see me.
You're missing paradise with me, you winning, girl. You don't have to roll the dice. Tell me what you're really here for. Them other guys, I can see right through you. You seem like the type to love them and leave them and disappear right after the song. So give me the night to show.
Your mind. her toe. If she holler, if she holler, let her go. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Jump at you by her toe. If she holler, lala, lala, let her go. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, lava. Shawty is a eeny, meeny, miny, mo, lava. Shawty is a eeny, meeny, miny, mo, lava.
That's Any Minute by Justin Bieber featuring Sean Kingston on Turtlepedia on Arrow FM, a throwback to 2010. Right now, that's it for Shoutopedia. I'll see you next Wednesday. This is Shoutopedia on Arrow FM.